God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Good morning. My name is Eric Dirks, and I welcome you to First Church this morning. Thank you so much for coming to celebrate Jesus Christ in our life. Amen?
Amen.
We are so blessed to live in a country where we can gather every Sunday morning or whenever we want to praise God. And look at what we have today. We have a combined choir here that's going to praise God this morning with the cantata. And we're so glad that you're here to hear it. If you're visiting with us today, we put out a special welcome to you. We thank you so much for your presence and worship today. Believe it or not, we do have the air conditioners going. So it's because of all the hot air. That didn't come out right, did it? No. But anyway, if you would turn quickly to your announcement sheet, your announcement bulletin inside your regular bulletin, please. The ushers will be passing out the registration pads, and I invite you to put your name, address, telephone number, all your contact information in there if you would, please. If you're a regular attender, I know that you'll be an awesome example for our guests, but if you are a guest today, we ask especially that you would put your name, address, and telephone number, email if that's how you like to be contacted, so that we can greet you properly and say thank you so very much for worshiping with us today. Our Ignite Youth, I just want to remind everyone who has a youth or is involved in a youth's life, the cantata will be at the First Baptist Church tonight. And so youth is going to be gathering at the First Baptist Church to experience that. So make sure that you share that with your youth this morning so that they will know that. Also, we have a celebrity, so to speak, in our midst. We support Boy Scouts wholeheartedly, and in this church, it is a great program, and it's something that teaches boys how to be leaders and how to be godly men. And today, we have a new Eagle Scout, Christian Dockery. Let's recognize Christian. Congratulations. It's a good thing I wasn't on your board of review, but I wasn't asked. So, just kidding. We congratulate you. His Eagle Court of Honor will be in February, so make sure you keep your eyes open to be there for that. A lot of important announcements in our bulletin this morning, so make sure you pay close attention to that. I do have some joys to share and a concern to share. Joys and concerns are on the back of this same bulletin. And I just want you to know the Pittman family had an early Christmas surprise. It was overwhelming and greatly appreciated. So the Pittmans enjoyed their, whatever that was written for. I just wanted to share that, all right? Also, I want to share, if you get out your pencil and add this to your prayer list this morning, Minnie Goodwin was just diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And the family is wanting help with this. If you have had a family member who has experienced Alzheimer's, please make sure that you go to Jennifer or the Goodwin family and help them out in this way as far as next steps. So if you're listening to us on the radio this morning, we welcome you. We thank you so much for tuning in to 97.1. And we just welcome you here to First United Methodist Church, where we share the light of Christ with the Lakes area. You have joined us on a special Sunday this morning as the First Baptist Church Choir and the United Methodist Church Choir come together to give us great music today in our cantata. So we thank you for joining us via that. Those of you who have your bulletin and listening on the radio and here at the church, make sure you take this home with you. Keep it by your prayer chair so that each day that when you spend time with God, you can lift all of these people up by name in your prayers. Lift their families up in your prayers. Hey, folks, you know, we have a great, awesome Sunday today, but I could call an SOS. Anybody know what an SOS is? It's called Scooch Over Some. All right? So if you can scoot this way towards the outside, that would be greatly appreciated. As people come in, please be cognizant of that. So we do welcome you today. We thank you so much for your presence this morning, and we just ask you to sit back, relax, and enjoy God's presence. Let us pray. Dear God, you're an awesome God, and we give you thanks and praise for this day that you've given us. We thank you, Lord, that our eyes were open to this day, that you have given us a place to gather together and celebrate your presence in our life. We thank you, God, so much for this place. We thank you so much for all the work that these choirs have done to get ready for today. And we ask, God, for your powerful anointing to be upon us today in this place. We know that you are with us each and every day, God, but we want to ask specifically in Jesus' name that you anoint us in a powerful way today. May your presence, God, scare away all evil and negative thoughts, Lord, so that as we worship you this morning, we may be able to focus upon you and all that you have done for us in our life, God. We celebrate you today. We give you honor, glory, and praise in Jesus' holy name. Amen.